Good morning, everyone. Good to be with you. This morning, I'm going to offer a guided practice with a focus on breath, body, and Vedana. So we'll move right into the practice, and then after the practice, I'll give a little bit more instructions for today. But let's start with settling into your sitting posture. And taking some time to listen to your body in this moment. And getting a sense like, how could you support your body right here, right now, to come into a place of easeful listening? Listening to the words I'm going to offer and listening into your own felt experience from moment to moment to moment. So taking some time to adjust the posture, responding to the needs of the body in this moment, even stretching a little bit, moving a little bit, just so you can invite this gentle coming into a supported sitting posture where there's this balance between ease and alertness. And as you're coming into the felt experience of the body, maybe noticing the sit bones, the weight of the body, hands resting in your lap. And just this overall sense of body breathing. Breath moving through the body all on its own. In breaths and out breaths. And then with this overall listening in to the body in this moment, maybe this can be an invitation for any patterns of tension to release a little bit. Not making anything happen. Opening to accepting just the way that the body is being known this morning. But perhaps with this gentle listening into the body, there can be some untangling, some release of some patterns of tension that might have happened in your experience. And then as an invitation for practice today, a way that we can approach the practice before moving into the instructions, I'm offering this poem to us that's called Upasama, Calm, and it comes from the books around the first three women. The first women at the time of the Buddha that experienced freedom. So listening in and taking in the words and letting those words that resonate with you touch you. And if the words doesn't resonate with you, just allowing them to move through you. So Upasama Kam. How do you cross the flood? How do you cross calmly, one step at a time, feeling for the rocks, How do you cross the flood, my dear? You cross calmly, one step at a time, or not at all. So calmly, feeling one rock at a time, one step at a time. Slow and calm and steady. So again, reconnecting with the overall mindful awareness of body in this moment. And then an invitation to connect with the area around your Anapana spot. Letting mindful awareness very gently and slowly make connection here. Reconnecting with the felt sense of breath, touching the area of the nostril, touching the upper lip, inhales and exhales. Simply resting here, receiving the breath sensations in this area of your body. Letting your mindful awareness be receptive. Not chasing breath sensations. Simply receiving what's known here. In breaths and out breaths. And we'll stay here for a little while. So continuing on your own in silence. So letting the area around the Anapana spot still be the place where you can gather and center your awareness, your attention, come back to this experience of breath around the Anapana spot at any point. Opening mindful awareness now to include the whole body. And just getting a sense of how is this body known to you in this moment. Receiving the experience of body, sensations in the body. Perhaps coolness, pressure, warmth, tingling, lightness. Letting all these sensations just be known to you. In their own good time, not going after them, not chasing them, just gently receiving the experience of them. And perhaps once in a while coming back to just the simplicity of knowing breath around the Anapana spot for a little bit. And then when the timing feels right for you, again, opening up the mindful awareness to all of body. Becoming aware of the most predominant sensations. Experience within the body. Just taking a little bit of time here, receiving sensations within the body, arising and passing. And now an invitation to open to the feeling tones arising with the sensations in the body. For right now, perhaps just opening mindful awareness to any sense of pleasant in the body. Perhaps hands touching each other. Softness of the breath. Soft lips touching each other. Exploring this for yourself. Opening to sensations and the felt sense of pleasant that may arise and pass within your mindful knowing. And then an invitation to shift to mindful knowing of unpleasant Vedana, unpleasant feeling tone connected with any sensations in the body. Again, not looking for anything, not making anything happen, but simply opening your mindful, receptive knowing of any unpleasant that might arise and pass within the felt sense of the body. And now shifting focus to open to the experience of neutral Vedana, connected with sensations in the body. What parts of your experience right now might have more of this neutral quality? And at any point, gathering the attention, unifying the attention around the anapana spot, taking a little bit of time here just being with the simplicity of breathing around the nostril area. And then when it feels like there might be more stability again, opening it up again, the mindful knowing of the whole body with all the sensations and all the different feeling tones associated with the sensations, receptively, mindfully, knowing sensations and feeling tones coming and going. Practicing with this on your own for a while, knowing body sensations and opening to the experience of feeling tones associated with those body sensations. So the invitation today is to still have the Anapana spot, the Anapana practice as your place where you can come back and unify and rest your awareness. You might consider starting each sit with a period of time here, again, just to settle the attention, to stabilize the attention. And then when it feels more settled, then there's an opportunity to open mindful awareness to the whole of the body and sensations within the body. And for some of you, maybe even taking longer or even taking a full sitting period at some point today, again, to gather and settle the attention at the with the Anapana practice, that could be really useful. Because as you probably noticed, when the attention is more unified and more stable, then as we open our mindful awareness to body sensations coming and going, there can be this more receptive quality of the coming and going, the knowing of body sensations in a more easeful way. So in some ways, continuing to let this, to let ease be a reference point in your practice, and to come back to and take some time to reestablish ease. Because when there is some level of ease in the practice, as you may have noticed, it's much more easy for us to then also be interested, curious, alert, coming from this place of ease. Whereas if there's some tightness in the practice, some striving, some over-efforting, then it's much more difficult for us to have this more receptive knowing of our experience. So to continue to have the Anapanasati practice as a core, as a place you can come back to before you begin your other explorations, or even throughout a practice period, or sometimes having a full practice period with this practice, and then to open to sensations within the body. And within the sensations, having this very light intention to also know the various feeling tones arising with the sensations. So to not make it a very effortful, now I'm going to know all my Vedanas within my experience, but to make it a really light invitation to also start becoming aware of when there is some body sensation that's been known, you know, what might be that hedonic tone, that quality of feeling tone associated with it. Does this feel more pleasant? Does it feel more unpleasant? Is it more neutral? So again, to, as we've talked about, to drop it in like a little stone in the water, and then trust that now we've invited the mind to start noticing this, to let that knowing come to you as you do your sitting practice today. So I think I just want to ask Marcia as well to see if you have anything to add around the instructions today. No. Okay. So yes. Yo, one more thing I wanted to say. I mentioned this in the Dhamma talk yesterday, that we can practice with feeling tone at any point of reactivity. So most likely at some point today, we'll start to have wandering mind, we'll have, you know, the mind wanting something or thinking about something or being, you know, not being able to settle into the practice. And at any point in our practice, we can ask ourselves, what's the feeling tone associated with this? So if the mind is now impatient, it's thinking about lunch, it's thinking, when is this sit going to end? At that point, we can ask ourselves, oh, wait a minute, what's the feeling tone here? Is this pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral? So again, that's a way that we can come back into the continuation of mindful awareness of our experience, is by just asking ourselves, what's the feeling tone associated with this mind wandering? You know, what's the feeling tone associated with this restlessness? So that's just another little invitation. So there's a full day of sitting today, sitting and walking today. There won't be any interviews today. So you have all morning to continue practicing. And then this afternoon at 2:30, I'm going to offer a guided metta practice. So you're very welcome to join the group at that point for a guided metta practice. So I wish you a really fruitful day of walking and sitting and eating and resting and all the things that you're engaged in today.